Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Records Guy Podcast, the show that focuses on topics and individuals from the field of records management. Here's your host, Richard Goreski.
Hello. Hello, thank you for joining me today for another episode of the podcast that promotes topics and individuals from the field of records management and information governance. I am Richard Goreski, and I just realized why people who do radio pick fake names. I mean, Goreski? Yeah, that really rolls off the tongue there, doesn't it? You want to know how to spell that? Just try it with a G. I don't know what my radio name would be, though. I don't know, maybe Document or Rich Records. Well, I know that's bad, but I'm doing my part to set up our guest on today's show, so there won't be anywhere to go but up after this. Speaking of up, have you heard about this year's ARMA Milwaukee slate of programs? The only thing in Milwaukee on a hotter streak than ARMA Milwaukee is our own Milwaukee Brewers. Free burgers at George Webb's, woo! Led by Christine Mathias, the Vice President and Chair of Programming for ARMA Milwaukee. The 2018-2019 programming year is going to be one of the best ever. Philip Dragg, the director of the Office of Records Management for the White House, comes to Milwaukee in March of 2019. Matt Waldman, owner and author of the Rookie Scouting Portfolio and contributor to footballguys.com, visits in June 2019. And bringing it a little bit closer to home, if you're a fan of genealogy, are you? Well, are you a fan of awesomeness? If so, you don't want to miss the November meeting when Lee Grady, the reference archivist for the Wisconsin Historical Society, presents on the topic of government records and genealogy. All of that, of course, follows the October meeting, which brings me back to today's show. If I may read from the official announcement, which I have this paper crumpling sound, so you know I'm holding the official announcement. Join ARMA Milwaukee for a tour of Forest Home Cemetery on Tuesday, October 30th. The Forest Home Historic Preservation Association takes pride in maintaining their historical and current records. Resting peacefully at Forest Home Cemetery are Civil War veterans, women of influence in Old Milwaukee, and early Milwaukeeans who helped build the city back in the 1800s. Names, famous names from Milwaukee like Layton, Marshall, Isley, Pfister, Mitchell, Schlitz, Pabst, and so many more. Jan Van Rens, the executive director of Forest Home Cemetery, will talk about how cemetery records are managed, discuss the cemetery's ongoing initiative to digitize their records, and even show off some of the historical records they have dating back to the 1800s. A short tour of the cemetery will follow the records presentation. And quote. So, it's October, it's Halloween, it's a cemetery, and with me today to talk about this upcoming meeting is none other than the executive director of Forest Home Cemetery herself, Jan Van Rens. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Jan.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rick. I never turned down an opportunity to talk about Forest Home Cemetery.
Any suggestions for my radio name?
I think it should be Richie Records.
We're going to Richie Records. I like that.
Richie Records.
So I'm going to start out I got to ask because I think it's a curious thing. Any ghost stories, Jan, with a cemetery that is that old and that rich in history? Everybody loves a good ghost story. And by the way, attendance will go up if you have one.
Actually, I do have experienced something while working late one night, but you'll have to come on the 30th to find out what happened.
Oh, you are excellent. So you hear that, folks. You're also going to potentially get a little ghost story if you come on October 30th. Now, Jan, I have to confess that I grew up on the south side of Milwaukee. I've driven past Forest Home Cemetery countless times, never until I was researching for this upcoming meeting and for this show today did I realize how special and historic Forest Home Cemetery is. And the cemetery, its chapel, they were entered onto the National Register of Historic Places back in 1973. They were entered onto that National Register of Historic Places, and in 1973, it was formally named a Milwaukee landmark. People talk about historic Lambeau Field, but Forest Home Cemetery was there long before the old pigskin was getting tossed around by Curly and the gang, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It truly is a Milwaukee treasure that people don't know, and that's why we want to do things like we're going to do on the 30th and talking today, is to really let people know that this is a place, a destination for people to come when they're in Milwaukee. But back in the late 1840s, the city of Milwaukee was growing. Neighborhood cemeteries were actually having to exhume bodies and move them elsewhere because the city was growing. And St. Paul's Episcopal Church decided to create a cemetery for the city and purchased 72 acres 2 miles outside of the city so it would never be overrun by the city again. Laugh, 168 years later. Over the years, it's grown to 190 acres, and we still stand by our original doctrine of providing a dignified burial for any denomination. It's much more than that, though. Milwaukee historian John Goethe stated that beneath the trees of Forest Home lies the foundation of Milwaukee. And it is a dignified place of burial, but it's more than that. It's an arboretum, a sculpture garden, a nature preserve, and first and foremost, we are the keepers of Milwaukee's history. So then in 2014, St. Paul's turned the cemetery over as a standalone nonprofit corporation, and that board of directors is responsible for the upkeep and maintenance of the cemetery with the help of the Preservation Association.
It is so rich in history, and that's exactly why ARMA Milwaukee wanted to host a meeting there. The idea of managing records for thousands upon thousands of individuals who are resting eternally is daunting, to say the least. How many people are currently buried at Forest Home, if I may
right
ask?
Right now we have about 116,000 people buried or entombed at Forest Home. But people hear that and stuff, but really we have 100 more years worth of burial space available, so we are not full.
So for professionals in the records and information management business, we really appreciate the challenges you face. I mean, if you think about it, you're not only managing records, you're preserving them. Every
Absolutely.
Record is a vital record. Talk about high-stakes records management. have you ever lost anyone? I mean, I'll admit I've lost a file or two in my day, but I found them eventually. But I imagine it's a little bit bigger deal if you were to lose a record compared to me.
Yes, it is. There are two things that have to happen when running a cemetery. One, you need to bury people in the spaces that they've purchased. And two, you have to record where they're buried with all of their pertinent information. We can't afford any mistakes.
No, high stakes. Talk about the presentation on Tuesday, October 30th. For individuals that are thinking of attending, could you please walk us through what you'll be presenting, just a little taste of it?
Oh, absolutely. On the 30th, I plan on showing the group the very first registry from 1850. With the original signatures of Byron Kilbourne, Alexander Mitchell, Edward Alice, Rufus King, and more. Also, the large ledgers that were used in the 18 and early 1900s. The vault with all the strip card locations back to 1850, our lot cards showing where people are buried, our computers, where in 1999 we started entering the information, and now we actually are trying to enter all the lot cards into a DocuWare program for easy computer access. Then after that, Paul Halbrook's going to take you on a one-hour walking tour to some of our more famous residents.
People are really excited about this presentation behind the scenes as far as the registration and the comments we're getting. But it's not the only presentation that you're hosting this month, is it? Would you mind telling our audience about some of the other events that are coming up over at Forest Home Cemetery?
Well, actually, our event and tour season is going to end on November 4th. From May to October, we host walking tours every Sunday at 2. We have 12 different topics ranging from Milwaukee history to the beer barons, mayors, women of the 1800s, abolitionists, famous Germans, Milwaukee industrialists, arts and symbolism, and our Civil War veterans, of which we have over 1,000 in the cemetery, and we know where they all are. Our special events during the year, our Memorial Day reenactments, doors open. We just on October 6th did Day of the Dead. This coming weekend on the 20th, it's Keep It Beautiful, a safe trick-or-treating location for kids. The end 27th, we're going to have a 5K graveyard run walk. And then we end up the year with our All Saints Day of Remembrance on November 4th. So we stay very busy through the year.
You certainly do. It's anything but dead. I think it's important for everybody. Important for everybody to understand that you're a nonprofit and you maintain the historic landmark, at least this historic landmark, at least in part through donations and support of the Preservation Association. How could listeners donate to the Historic Preservation Association if they would like to do that? Do you have something online, fundraising events?
The Preservation Association, we currently have a website, which is www.foresthomepreservation.org, and that has a PayPal donation button on that website. Or you can go to www.foresthomecemetery, that's all E's, cemetery.com, and you can click on the preservation tab from there as well to take you into the donations info. But most of our events have some form of fundraising to them, be it donations from tours, processing of food on Memorial Day, random donors, friends of Forest Home. And then we are trying to get into pre-planning of wills and gifts to Forest Home. We also started an endowment program that's been growing as designated donations come in.
Tuesday, October 30th, 2018 is the date. Forest Home Cemetery is the location. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Forest Home Preservation Association. So by coming out, you'll not only enjoy an interesting meeting with ghost stories and be taken on a guided tour, but you'll be supporting a good cause, the preservation of this very historic Milwaukee landmark. Registration starts at 3 p.m. Program/tour begins at 3:30 p.m. and runs to 5. For more information or to sign up for this event, visit the Arm of Milwaukee website at armamilwaukee.org. Can't wait to see you on the 30th, Jan. Any parting thoughts before we wrap things up today? Do you have some contact information in case somebody wishes to talk to you about hosting a future event? Maybe they've got bags of money laying around and they want to donate it.
There you go. I believe that you're going to be very impressed by the cemetery itself, and I hope that you share that experience with others after you come. But should anyone be interested in a private tour, we do that up to 20 people. You can call me, Jan Van Rens, at 414-645-2632 to decide what tour you want to take and when. And give me a couple of dates to take to the tour guides, as they are volunteers. And then this gives some flexibility for scheduling into their availability. But I really look forward to it and hope we have lots of people.
We will. We have a great showing right now as far as early registration. But for anybody out there considering working with Jan, she's just top-notch. It's a great experience, wonderful person to work with. That's going to do it for today's show, though. Until next time, I'm Richard Goreski, thanking my guest on today's show, Jan Van Rens, for joining me. I also would like to thank Amber Roberts of the Nebraska chapter of ARMA for sharing this idea with ARMA Milwaukee. Amber and Nebraska ran a Halloween-themed cemetery tour like this in the past, and they inspired us in ARMA Milwaukee here to do the same. So thank you, Nebraska. ARMA Nebraska has some awesome things going on. In case anyone out there wants to look them up, go right ahead and do so. They're great people. But that's enough from me. So long, everybody. Thank you again, Jan.
This You're was welcome. Another episode. Thanks for having me.
Oh, take care.
Well, that's the end of the life cycle for this show. If you'd like to reach the host or one of his guests, you can contact the show via email at Gureski1@yahoo.com. That's Gureski and the number 1@yahoo.com. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of the Records Guy Podcast. The views expressed on this show are solely those of the host and his guests. They are not necessarily reflective of ARMA International, ARMA Milwaukee, or the ARMA Milwaukee Board.